On what station can you hear talk shows, country music, Gaelic music, oldies, funk, and more? Why, it's the University of Central Missouri's The Beat, the best in college radio.
This is Voices of UCM, sponsored by Rise Community Services. Today, we sat down with Ashley Miller Scully, the chair of UCM's Theater and Dance Department. We talk about her role in the theater department, her history with dancing, and her approach to teaching theater and dance. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Voices of UCM. I'm your host, Andrew Zellner, and today I am here with the chair of theater and dance at UCM, Ashley Miller Scully. Is that right? Is that how you say that, Ashley Miller Scully?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. All right, so how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Mm-hmm. Thanks
good.
For having me.
Good to hear, good to hear. Do you want to go ahead and like introduce yourself, kind of what you do
sure.
as chair?
Sure. Yeah, I am the division chair of theater and dance. This is my third year in the role, but I'm also a professor of dance. Mm-hmm. So I teach dance classes and also direct in our main stage season. Mm-hmm. And then I guess I do all the chair things, you know, all the administrative stuff too. I've really enjoyed that new position since I've started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what does the kind of like day-to-day work look like with the being in the chair?
Yeah, there's so much. And it's different every day. And I think that's what mm-hmm. I like about it. I think chairs would joke that you're constantly like putting out fires, you know, like things are always coming up that you have to deal with and problem solve and troubleshoot and also just help make things better for the faculty and students all the time, you know? Mm-hmm. So it depends. There's lots of meetings.
I'm sure.
You know, we have chairs meetings. We have meetings with the executive council. We have, I don't know, there's a lot all the time. So like today, it was just a lot of answering emails, making sure things are getting done. We're talking about things that we're doing in the theater, like the maintenance in the theater. So mm-hmm. I'm in charge of helping with that, making sure those things get done. So,
okay. So yeah, it sounds like a lot of involvement with program as a whole.
Yeah. Lots of moving parts for sure. Especially mm-hmm. in theater when we have our, you know, productions coming up.
Right. Yeah.
So often. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Cause yeah, we have, cause Xanadu will be, when this airs, it'll be the week of, basically, so...
Okay.
Yeah,
so... Yeah, it's next week already.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's coming up quick. We have... There's Xanadu, and I believe there's Romeo and Juliet, and I forget what the other one is.
There's the dance concert. It's Duke Ellington's Sacred,
right.
Sacred
yeah.
Concert, and we're collaborating with the UCM Jazz Ensemble and the
okay.
concert choir.
Very cool.
Yeah, so
that
it's going to be live music and live dance, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very cool, very cool.
Yeah.
How do you think those programs are going so far?
I think they're going really well. Mm-hmm. We have guest actor, Dr. Richard Herman, who is a former chair and former faculty member. He's coming back to be a guest actor in Xanadu. So that's exciting. We have a guest costume designer for Romeo and Juliet and a fight choreographer for Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, yeah.
And then we have guest choreographers for the dance concert.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of things happening. But tickets are selling well, and we hope to have full houses and they're also just really fun shows. I think they're shows that everyone knows.
Right, yeah.
So hopefully that'll help it too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think Xanadu is a little bit, I wasn't familiar with it at first. And then my mom and I was like telling my mom about it. I was like, oh, and she was like, oh yeah, I remember
the Olivia
that.
Newton-John movie, mm-hmm. you know,
yep.
and Gene Kelly. And
mm-hmm.
so I don't know how great the movie was, but
the
musical's really fun. There's roller skating and it's just a kind of a goofy, campy
mm-hmm.
show. Yeah.
And I think it seems like we have some good balance this semester as well with the show type with
Romeo
and Juliet.
Yeah,
we need
to have the balance there. Of the tragedy and the comedy and mm-hmm. then, yeah.
Right,
sure.
That's kind of what theater's all about, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
So how initially did you end up at UCM?
Oh, wow. This is my 15th year here, which is
Dang.
Really crazy. I came right
that
out of
crazy.
Graduate school.
Okay.
And I was in graduate school at the University of New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that in getting my graduate degree, I wanted to be a college professor.
Right.
And I kind of lucked out. It is one of those things. It's like, who you know.
Mm-hmm.
One of a friend of a friend said, hey, you should apply for this job that I mm-hmm. saw posted, which she got through her, you know, contacts at her old former graduate school. And so I applied and got the interview and
mm-hmm.
got the job. And I'm from Iowa.
Oh, okay.
So I liked that it was kind of close to home and mm-hmm. family. And And being close to Kansas City was a plus. And then the exciting thing for me, too, was that they were moving dance over from phys ed into the theater program to create the musical theater degree.
That's cool.
And so to be on that side of it, to help create a program and build a program was really cool. So, yeah, I'm really proud of all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking at the website. It says you were instrumental in creating that program. So kind of what went into that? What was the kind of the process in creating a degree program?
Yeah, all the curriculum. So the curriculum, and I didn't do that solely myself. You know, there was the music faculty and the theater faculty, and they kind of had an idea of what they wanted. They were just missing the dance component.
Okay.
And some of the dance classes sort of existed in phys ed, but not all of them. So creating all these new classes.
Right.
And then figuring out the sequencing for that and and the kind of what other institutions were doing for the same degree, like how we could offer the same and maybe in a better way. So that was a lot of it, a lot of the curriculum portion of it for sure.
So a lot of adding
new classes. And then we had to find a dance studio. There wasn't a dance studio.
Right. Yeah. So did we have to build that, or did we convert another room? Or
we did convert two classrooms. Okay. So, and put a sprung floor in with bars and mirrors. And because when I first came, I was teaching dance on the carpet in the Highlander Theater.
Ooh,
you know, and you can't tap dance on carpet.
You can't really do that too well. Yeah, I imagine you don't see a dance studio with carpet
right,
very much.
Yeah, so it's come a long way.
I'm sure,
like
yeah.
from where we started and where we are now. And now we have a dance minor, dance concert every year, dance club. You know, so that's all. It's been exciting to watch the evolution of the program and the.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I think it also said that you were instrumental in like the dance minor as well, kind of getting that developed. Mm-hmm. Was that sort of a similar thing where it was like adding new classes or maybe like changing some things?
Yeah, we had to add a few extra. We added so when we first did the musical theater degree, it was just like the technique classes, right? So tap, jazz, then we added in. Like choreography, you know, musical theater, dance appreciation, which became a general education course. We added ballroom. So all those classes helped form the minor then too. So, but they were a lot of them were in place for the musical theater degree.
Okay.
Yeah.
So sounds like there was a bit more work on the dance side than the.
There wasn't really anything there for certain dance classes. They were completely from scratch. Yeah.
Okay. That's really cool then.
Yeah. Thanks.
It's always nice to see new degree programs come up in general in every field, just because it just provides more options to students at the end of the day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think specifically in the arts, you know, a lot of
times
the arts get cut or not, don't have a focus at some institutions. And I really feel like we're well supported here and
we're
valued, you know, and everyone sees the importance of a liberal arts education, which includes, you know, visual and performing
theater,
arts.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
For sure. It's also cool how like even inside of like some of them, like for example, with digital media, you have like the different subsections where it's like you have the different sections of like, you have like audio, film, journalism, stuff like that. Does theater kind of have like a similar kind of tiering system there?
Yeah, so we have a BA in theater. The BA is kind of a generalist theater degree and allows more flexibility, you know, electives and things. Mm-hmm. And then we have the BFA theater degree, and that has, you can choose theater performance, you can choose theater design and technology if you want to be a, you know, designer, technician, and then musical theater. And then we have the Bachelor of Science in Education and Speech and Theater Education, so... and then minors in theater and dance.
Yeah.
So kind of, we got a lot going on all the time. Lots of different pockets of things and what students are doing and interested in. So,
yeah, that's always good when you have the students.
Yeah.
Especially with something like theater, where I imagine a large part of like the classes is probably like working on the actual shows every semester.
Yeah.
Like how much input do students have when like, deciding those shows? Do they get to like
deciding kind of, the shows?
Like, do they get to decide those?
Yep, we put out a Google form and ask them for input,
okay.
And then we have a meeting with them and ask them like, here's kind of what we're thinking. I mean, because we have a, you know, it's very based on curriculum and what we feel everyone needs to experience in their 4 years here. So there'll be a rotation. Like 1 year we're going to do a children's show. 1 year we're going to do Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. You know, and then so we'll tell them kind of what we're thinking the season will look like, and then allow them to give input.
Okay.
And why we should do those shows, like why they think it's important, why they, you know.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Sourcing those, I think that's important, sourcing those different different viewpoints, because like some person may have heard of like some crazy show that's perfect for exactly what we need this semester, and you may not have known about it if it was just like the council of just the faculty figuring that out.
Yeah, definitely try to incorporate what they think. And then we have a advisory council now too.
Oh, okay.
So I take it to the advisory council. So there are people from, there's university affiliations, but there's people from outside that kind of give us input too. Like, hey, have you thought about this? You know, and like,
And are those like other theater?
Yep, there's some
like
people from that.
Like faculty from other places and stuff?
Yeah, there's from people from the industry. There's alumni.
Okay.
We have former faculty on it. You know, just kind of like, hey, you know, we have some people that are in New York on it. And like, kind of like, hey, this is the trend right now. And this is maybe something you should think about. Yeah.
Yeah. So. And is that like also how like you work in some new stuff with like the curriculum and stuff?
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Always getting input.
That's very cool. I like that a lot. I think that's important, especially in a field like theater or just entertainment as a whole. That's like
always changing.
Rapidly evolving almost every day at this rate. It's so
very
quick.
True. Yeah.
So it's definitely important to keep up with the trends of the time and stuff.
I agree.
Yeah. So like, what is the general? If you had to like describe like the general like track like one person would go on if they wanted to get the they wanted to get like a bachelor's degree in theater.
Theater, okay. Well, I can think.
Do you need me to be like a bit more specific?
Well,
with that,
I think so. There's the BA and then there's the BFA. So the, I mean, I don't know if that if you want me to explain that. I didn't know that coming in as like an undergrad. I didn't know what a difference between a BFA and a BA was. So BFA is like a conservatory-based track. Like,
okay.
I know I want to be an actor. I know that I want to be a musical theater performer.
So that one's a bit more. Like, specific as
very
compared
specific
to
and
the general bachelor's.
Yeah, it's kind of like this. You're at a conservatory. You don't have a lot of elective options.
Mm-hmm.
It's like all the electives that you would have are saying, like, you need to take this dance class. You need to take voice. And,
right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then the BA, it gives them a lot of more flexibility to take more electives.
Okay.
So I think it just depends what the student's hoping to get out of or where they see themselves. Like, if a lot of them know, like, I want to go to LA or I want to go to New York. And so then the BFA is probably where
would
we would steer them, you
better
know.
Better for that.
But then for BA, there's some that are like, well, I like to direct. I like to act.
Mm-hmm.
I like to write plays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the BA is probably the better option. And it gives them a lot just a broader
just
sense
a,
of it.
A better
of the
decision
as a whole.
That element of choice.
Yeah.
Because I know that's how a lot of, there's a, like a lot of people just in general that come into college where it's like, okay, I kind of know what I want to do.
Yeah.
But there's also people who are like, oh yeah, I know exactly, I'm going to school for exactly this to do in this industry. And so I think that's important to have both options there. I think that's really cool.
And then they get to, you know, once they get going a little bit into the program, then sometimes then that becomes more clear for them and then they can make that change or decision.
Sure.
But I would say, you know, those that have gone through the BFA program, they're doing those things. Like, they're out there acting or they're out there designing or they're on cruise ships, they're at theme parks performing.
Right.
And the BAs, you know, those that have, they're like in arts administration.
Mm-hmm.
They're maybe even not necessarily in theater, but because they've had the skills of like learning how to communicate and speak in front of people and all those things, like they're very employable.
Right.
Because they have all those skills that really can't be taught sometimes.
Uh-huh.
You know, they just
kind of happen.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's a very, I think, attractive to employers.
For sure. Yeah. It's like, so. I think they call those like the soft skills.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. They're, like that's like the technical term, if you will,
yes,
but
right.
Like those important skills that like, oh, you may not think of directly that would come from something like theater.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause they're like, well, if you can communicate and you have empathy and you can like collaborate and you can problem solve
and you can manage people as it, like,
then I can teach you how to do this thing that I need you to do, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So
if it's like a specific thing, cause I mean like those like directing skills, if you will, like they can both apply to theater, but then you can also like reapply them to like a management job probably.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Good that we're getting those, like I said, soft skills. Yeah.
Yep.
We'll be right back with more Voices of UCM. Brought to you by Rise Community Services.
Every minute, there are 6 children born in the U.S., and one of them will be born with a developmental disability. Rise Community Services believes that an individual's potential doesn't vanish simply because they were born with a unique set of challenges. We believe that each person deserves a life full of hope and empowered by self-choice. If you or a loved one need help, please visit watchusrise.org.
A degree in digital media production with an emphasis in digital cinema will prepare you for all aspects of film production, such as screenwriting, editing, cinematography, and motion graphics. Our faculty members bring real-world experience to the classroom, and students can showcase their work in film festivals, UCM's CTV, and DigitalBerg.com. For more information on this or other concentrations within the digital media production program, please visit ucmo.edu/DMP.
Welcome back to Voices of UCM. Today, we sat down with Ashley Miller Scully, the chair of theater and dance. We continued our discussion by talking more about how students can get involved in the theater program. So you said you were mostly a dance teacher, is that right?
Yeah, that's what my background is in, primarily is dance. Okay. But, and it was more in, before I came here, it was more like in contemporary dance. And, okay. You know, but I've always loved musicals. Mm-hmm. But there were certain programs that really, and this has changed in the last 10 years, that really mm-hmm. wanted you to focus on ballet and modern, and you didn't really do tap and jazz and uh-huh. all that, and it's changed now. But those were really my loves, and so I've been mm-hmm. fortunate that I've gotten to teach those classes.
Yeah.
And I've really fallen in love more with musical theater the more I've choreographed for the shows. Okay. And now I feel like maybe I'm more on the theater side than dance side even. But I think musical theater is really where my heart is now. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Well, I think like theater and dance are almost like inherently intertwined in a way because dance shows have always been historically shown in theaters and stuff. So
definitely.
There is that tie.
They're not very
them.
Different. They're not too different in that way.
Yeah, I would imagine. I imagine like with choreography, like coordinating that, is that pretty similar among like, between like musicals and then like dance shows, or is there like some differences?
I mean, the basic steps of choreographing are the same, you know, but just the style and the storytelling, I think, is different, you know, with musical theater because you're
able to talk.
You have the songs and mm-hmm. that need to portray the story too. So
right,
with dance, there's no words.
it's a lot. Is it like a different like how do you like make sure like both like elements of like dance and like sing and just talking during like a musical number, how do you like choreograph that, I guess?
It's always about telling the story and furthering the plot and making sure that it's complementing the vision of the director.
Mm-hmm.
So that it makes sense within the overall context of the show, I think.
You know?
So when I think about choreographing that, and then also trying to have variety and, you know,
mm-hmm.
using the levels of the set, and there's all that stuff to consider. The costumes are different, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Just the overall intent of what you're doing is different.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For sure. So I think you've also been done some directing for.
Yeah.
UCM Theater, is that right?
Mm-hmm. I've always done the dance concerts, but then kind of dipped my toe into doing some of the musicals a few years ago, and.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
You know, and thought, well, like you said, like a lot of my dance skills transferred over, you know, choreographing is directing dance and, directing is not much different than you're directing actors and mm-hmm. you're, you know, so it's given me a new skill set and mm-hmm. it gives you more, I think, creative responsibility and freedom, like when you're the director too. So,
mm-hmm.
I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, so I think you kind of touched on a little bit about choreography and like directing, how do they like compare and contrast if you had to describe the similarities and differences?
I mean, as the director, you're responsible for the overall vision of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm just choreographing, I'm just supplying the dance, you know?
Okay.
And I'm trying to please the director and give the director what they want in terms mm-hmm. of the movement style and overall vision and fitting. Yeah. Just making sure that it makes sense to the story that's being told.
Okay.
And the director, like you're having a say on everything, like what the costumes look like, what the set looks like, how the actors move, how they speak,
mm-hmm.
If you know, all the acting notes, things like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of moving on to more of like the student side here,
mm-hmm.
Can like students from like other majors participate in
yes.
productions?
Yes, definitely. And we would love that. They can be mm-hmm. involved both on stage and backstage.
Okay.
So we're always looking for students to be on the design side or be on crew, like costume, wardrobe crew, deck chiefs, yeah, all publicity, PR, box office.
Okay.
We're always looking for people to be involved in that way. Mm-hmm. And you can get a credit hour if you'd like to take a credit for
okay.
it, or you can also mm-hmm. just volunteer your time. But yeah, in any major, any year in school, and that's
okay.
different. We're different that way, like
mm-hmm.
than most universities, because it's either like you have to be a theater major to be in the shows, or you have to be an upperclassman to audition. But we it's open to anyone that's enrolled at UCM.
Mm-hmm. That's very cool, because I know like. Back in high schools and stuff, you can just kind of be in
uh-huh.
the theater program, even if you're not necessarily a theater student. Like you can be on the crew, you can be an actor even if you're like, I don't know, you're focusing on like science or something like that.
Yeah.
And I think that flexibility is really neat. I like that.
Yeah, and it's great for our students too, because
mm-hmm.
I mean you get to work with people outside of your discipline,
right?
And
you
grow so much more when you have different perspectives
mm-hmm.
and learn from different people and
yeah,
people involved. So, yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah, that's very
yeah,
very cool. Yeah,
yeah, and we have auditions typically the first week of every semester. If
okay,
are interested? Yeah,
are there auditions
for the whole semester?
Oh, sorry,
no, that's okay.
I interrupted you.
No.
I was gonna say, is there like an? It wouldn't necessarily be an audition, but it would be like you probably for like becoming like a crew member. Is that like
you can
a
just volunteer.
Process? That's a volunteer.
Yeah,
position?
You can
okay.
just contact me and say that you'd like to be a part of a show.
Okay.
We tried to put out a call in the UCM Weekly and
okay.
say if anyone wants to volunteer. And we got
mm-hmm.
a couple people that did say they wanted to
that's
be a
good.
Part of it. So, but I don't know if that's really well known that that's a possibility for people.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, yeah, because I think the general assumption is like once you're on
yeah.
a college campus, it's like, oh, well, you're locked in now. You can only do stuff in X major.
Right.
When really it's like you can kind of still just do
and you should
some
as
other
a
thing.
College student. In my
yeah.
opinion, like go take, I told him, like, go take as many different classes and different things that you can. And like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I remember when I was in college, like not thinking I would love art history, but I took an art
mm-hmm.
history class as a gen ed, and I was like, this is so great,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then it inspires you to like maybe want to study abroad and
yeah,
you know, and go do all those things now while
mm-hmm.
you have
while you
can.
Have the time.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've definitely discovered that as well. Like a similar situation has been happening with me in anthropology, interestingly enough.
Mm-hmm.
I got put into it first semester. I was like, okay, that's, I don't know why my advisor put me there, but okay. But I found that I'm like, oh, that's just kind of interesting.
I
think it's really neat. And so like broadening horizons is a really
yeah.
good, college provides a really good opportunity to do that, I feel.
Yeah. And then, you know, that always informs as an artist, like, I'm like, well, the more I
right.
learn about the world, the more I interact with other people, the more I know about things that have come before, that's going to
mm-hmm.
make me a better artist and educator too,
right,
you know?
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
gotta be constantly learning.
For sure, yeah.
yeah.
Especially as an educator, because
yeah.
stuff is always
changing.
Stuff is always
yeah.
new. You're learning new things every day, so
right.
it changes your perspective on how you change on everything, but
mm-hmm.
specifically how you would teach in that
yeah.
whatever scenario you're teaching in.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I agree.
So if you had to decide between directing and choreography,
It's a hard one.
I was able to say it just fine before, and now I'm struggling with it. Choreography. But if you had to choose between the two, which one do you think you like more?
Wow.
Imagine
I think I have grown to the point where I do like directing more.
Oh, yeah?
You know, but I still love dance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, choreography is just hard. It's a lot of it's very time consuming
I'm
in
sure.
a different way to create dances from the ground up.
Mm-hmm.
And then directing, I kind of like putting all the pieces together and seeing
mm-hmm.
it come together and shaping it and as a whole.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I would jump on the chance to do anything for either any show, you know.
Right, yeah.
But yeah.
So either way, you like both, yeah.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do. And I haven't worked on a musical in a little while, and I'm itching for it. So I'm ready to get back into
okay.
it. I'll direct and choreograph the musical a year from now.
Okay.
So we're gonna.
So that's. I imagine that's already in planning at
yes,
least. Yeah.
We've applied for. We got the. You know, there's always you have to apply for the rights.
Right. Rights.
And
obviously.
That's a long time. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we're doing some exciting things next year. So we're that one's still kind of out because we're waiting to hear. But
mm-hmm.
we're
that's like next. That's like a year in advance.
Yeah.
So I imagine that's like very preliminary at this point.
Yeah, well, we have the other ones decided that okay. Some of that we're doing. So we're doing the play She Kills Monsters.
Okay,
which
yeah.
is a kind mm-hmm. of, it's a D&D.
Yeah, I think my high school did a production. I meant to see it, but then like I was busy that weekend or something. So yeah. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, we're going to do a new play festival.
Okay.
So it's going to be all new, like student-written work and like some guest
really
artists
cool,
and
yeah.
stuff. We're going to produce that. And then we'll do A Mole and the Night Visitors, which is an opera. We're going to okay. collaborate with the music department.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
put that on in the fall. And it's based kind of around the nativity. And so
okay.
we'll do that in November around Christmas time.
Around Christmas, yeah.
And then in the spring, we're doing The Cat in the Hat. We're going to bus a lot of mm-hmm. elementary schools in to see The Cat in the Hat
yeah.
and do a children's show. Mm-hmm. And then we'll do our big musical.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'll have a lot of dance in it, I think. So.
Very cool. Again,
yeah.
variety of the shows down there. We had that.
Yeah.
Five different kinds of shows, basically.
Yep.
That's
we try
always.
To try to do a good variety.
Mm-hmm. And so, speaking of like student involvement, you were talking about like the new stage, but are those all going to be like student written?
For the new play festival?
Yeah.
There's going to be a playwriting class in the fall, so they're
going to
produce,
okay.
I think, quite a bit of those. Yeah, so there'll be several. Mm-hmm. It'll just see how many we have, and then we might mm-hmm. supplement them with having people submit.
Okay.
To have their work produced too.
Yeah.
So.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Again, student involvement in actually
yeah.
being able to write. And are our students able to like direct and stuff as well?
Oh, yeah. That'll be some of them will be student directed.
Okay.
And then the students all audition for them. So they'll be like staged readings
right.
in our black box.
Mm-hmm.
But so obviously, sometimes the first time that the work is read, you know, and presented. So
mm-hmm.
you get a good handle of how you can move forward and
right,
edit it,
yeah.
you know,
mm-hmm, because
so,
I mean like
you workshop it basically.
Yeah. Because I mean like your first, it's basically essentially a first draft of
right.
a play. Mm-hmm. You need someone to actually perform it. Cause well, it may sound like
right.
a piece of dialogue or something may sound fine on the page. Like once
yeah.
you hear someone say it and like the way you imagine it, it's like, ooh, that doesn't sound quite right. Let me change
yeah.
that.
Uh-huh.
So that's definitely an important part of the process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, going back to student involvement, I think that's very important that like students are actually able to get hands on with productions and stuff.
Yeah, we have students design costumes,
mm-hmm.
Build the set, design the set, do the lighting, do the sound,
mm-hmm.
stage manage.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah.
It's definitely, mm-hmm. especially for something like theater, it's super, I imagine it's super valuable.
It has
to
be hands-on, yeah.
It's
the way you learn to do
really,
it. You have to do it to learn it, you know?
You could learn doing it in a classroom, but that wouldn't really be the best way to do
right,
it.
Right, or on a video, you know,
yeah,
like,
but,
or
I mean,
online.
Like, but again, it's still know? Like, I mean, like, yeah, I can, I imagine there's obviously some of that, because that's how you start out. You're
mm-hmm.
like, okay, I see the concepts here, and now I'm going to go apply those.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if it was like the whole degree, then it would be like, well, that doesn't really work out very well, I imagine.
Right.
That's not exactly applicable to the real world.
Yeah, you can't talk about it too much. You got to actually
yeah. mm-hmm.
do it, too. Yeah.
For sure, definitely.
Yep.
Stay tuned for more after this break. Voices of UCM is sponsored by Rise Community Services.
That's the sound of a door slamming in your face. That's the sound heard by many individuals living with a disability. But it doesn't have to be. Rise Community Services is committed to opening doors, not closing them. We believe that each person deserves a life that is full of hope and empowered by self-choice. If you or a loved one need help, please visit watchusrise.org.
A degree in digital media production with an emphasis in digital journalism will develop your skill set for work in multimedia outlets, including print, online, and broadcast. Our faculty members bring real-world experience to the classroom, and students can showcase their work online at digitalberg.com and in the student-led newspaper, The Mule Skinner. For more information on this or other concentrations within the digital media production program, please visit ucmo.edu/DMP.
You're listening to Voices of UCM, sponsored by Rise Community Services. Today, we sat down with Ashley Miller Scully, the chair of theater and dance. We finish our talk by discussing her approach to teaching and how she gets to work with her husband in the theater department. So, what is generally your approach to teaching?
Oh, wow. I try to be very student-centered.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, and meet the students where they're at while still pushing them to grow and, you know, step outside their comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And relay the information in a way that they feel can be applicable to their career. Yeah. So I'm not just learning things, you know, I'm not just having them write papers to write papers, or, you know, there's a purpose to it, or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my, you know, and making sure everyone feels included and, you know, that it's a brave mm-hmm. space and that they
yeah.
feel like they can take risks and make mistakes, and because that's the way you learn.
Right. Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. so, and this is that time to quote unquote fail, you know, because
right.
this is a safe, you know, learning environment.
Mm-hmm.
And so go for it. Try it. If it doesn't work, that's okay. You know,
yeah.
no one's going to mm-hmm. fault you for that. It's when you don't put the effort or try that it's mm-hmm. the problem, you know.
Yeah.
We can't pull it out of people. They have to bring it to you. And then you can tell them, well, that didn't really work. Let's try something different. But,
uh-huh.
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a good way. I like how that you're approaching that. I think that's mm-hmm. important. Like you said, in this environment where you don't have to be afraid that you might mess up or something, because mm-hmm. ultimately there's not as much on the line. It's mostly just yeah. because, like, when you're in the real world, it's like, okay, if I mess this up, then
I might get fired.
I might get fired, or I'm not gonna be.
They won't.
Not gonna have
ask
any money
back.
Or anything. Yeah.
yeah.
So, mm-hmm. I think that's good that we're providing that environment
mm-hmm.
for students to, like you said, learn in that comfortable environment. I think that's very
yeah.
important.
Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had it for a second, then I.
That's
completely
okay.
lost my thought there. Yeah. I apologize.
I'm
sorry. So, like, how in total? So, you've like directed and choreographed like a few shows here. Have you done any mm-hmm. other? Have you been on any like other
yeah.
roles? In
yeah.
the, on productions.
Here.
Yeah. Here or otherwise. How about?
Yeah, I haven't done. Like, I'm not a designer, so I
okay.
don't design or anything mm-hmm. like that. But I've worked on shows outside of UCM for
mm-hmm.
sure. I've have a good working relationship with a company in Nebraska that I tend
okay.
to go to in the summers. And then I've done some things in Kansas City,
mm-hmm.
Branched out there, done things around town here,
uh-huh.
here and there over the years. Yeah, so
okay.
try to stay. It, you know, we're pretty busy throughout the year, so it's hard to
I'm sure,
add
yeah.
extra things. But usually in the summers, I try to always
okay.
or go take classes, go get more training
mm-hmm.
and different things, you know. So I'm constantly, again, trying to learn and network. And the more that
right,
I,
yeah.
the more people I meet and know, the better for the students, because I can connect them with them. So
mm-hmm.
Definitely try to do that.
Yeah. So how does like the, like obviously like networking and stuff, but like how else does like the theater connect students to like professionals in the field?
We bring a lot of guest artists to campus
okay.
To work with the students. So we have, you know, guest directors, guest designers.
You said guest actor with...
Yep, guest actor, guest choreographers. Mm-hmm. So, like, they get to work, you know, right with them. And then
mm-hmm.
we'll bring in some of our alumni back to do, like, panels and,
okay.
like, tell them, like, hey, this is what I did right out of school, and this is something you should do. And if you come to L.A., I can connect you with these
uh-huh.
people that I know. And you already have a network here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
a lot of it. I mean, it really is... who you know.
Yeah.
And especially it is a small industry. Like, you feel like the entertainment industry is big, but it is small, so your reputation
yeah.
will take you a long way
mm-hmm.
or can hurt you too if you burn bridges or
yeah,
anything.
But,
so it's
mm-hmm.
just always about being a kind person and
yeah.
having integrity and doing good work and
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, similar to digital media, yeah. It's
yeah.
like it's about networking. It's about knowing a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy,
yeah, uh-huh.
and then you get the job you want right there.
Right, and then you work your way up too. You know,
obviously,
trying,
yeah.
yeah. And you work your way. You're like, okay, I did this really well, and I've proven myself, and now they're going to let me do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
yeah.
yeah.
Getting those experiences working with
yep.
with industry people is
yep.
is definitely important in
yeah and
in any field, honestly.
Yeah, and we do a senior showcase in Kansas City. We bring in. Mm-hmm. industry people to view the showcase
oh,
and
cool.
send out videos of the students
uh-huh.
performing, so they get connections that way.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage them to go to like a big, they call them like casting calls or cattle calls of like
oh, right.
certain regions where all these theaters come in and they're looking to cast their whole season.
Uh-huh.
So they get seen a lot. The whole thing is to
right.
be seen. And then for them to, we encourage them to have a website and have
mm-hmm.
a social media presence as a performer.
Right.
Because that's,
especially in the manga, that's where everyone's
yeah.
looking at this point.
Yep, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You were talking about earlier, what are some of those like shows you've done outside of UCM?
I've did Seussical.
Okay.
I've done Tarzan, mm-hmm. Joseph of the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, mm-hmm. Charlie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I directed and choreographed a show called All Night Strut. It's a musical review.
Mm-hmm.
Mamma Mia, Heathers, Les Mis.
Mm-hmm.
a lot.
A lot of different. I imagine a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Several different ones. And then I've done, I think, almost every musical that we've done here since 2009.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So
have you been on like the directing side on all of those, or is it like again the mix of directing and choreography?
I did, the first time I directed a musical was 2021, so I did Elf.
Okay.
I did Elf, and then choreographed that too, and realized that was a huge thing to direct and choreograph a show simultaneously. Is
that's
huge.
A lot. I imagine that's a lot of work, because that's two major roles right there.
Right. And I did that, and I realized, I don't know if I should do that to myself.
Yeah, it seems like a little bit too a little bit much of
like
work.
On top of like being the chair and teaching and stuff, so typically then I've hired somebody in to do one or the other.
Okay.
Yeah, but and then directed The Prom last year. We had a guest choreographer. So those are the two musicals I've directed here so far.
Okay.
I'm excited to do more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very cool, very cool. Mm-hmm. So when people so who else do we have like directing stuff? Do we mostly bring people in for that, or is it other faculty?
Yeah, we have two other directing faculty.
Okay.
We've in the past two had a student do it. That was for an honors project.
Okay.
We bring alumni in, we bring in guest guest artists to direct.
Okay.
Just kind of the needs of the show and what the season looks like each year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So what are some things outside of work, I guess, that you enjoy doing?
A
few maybe if you want.
Yeah, I mean, I love traveling.
Okay.
My husband and I took a trip to Europe over the summer, and that was great, and it just makes you realize how big the world is, you know, when you leave your little bubble.
Right.
I love traveling. I love seeing friends and family whenever I can. I love going to see shows.
Okay.
So we'll go into Kansas City and try to see shows.
Mm-hmm.
Like sporting events, like going to them. I don't really like watching them on television, but
it's a
I like going to things. I love going to concerts.
Uh-huh.
I probably watch way too much Netflix, but I, you know, I try to stay up on like all the pop culture and
because
I think that all informs what we do too.
For sure, definitely.
So, I mean, I don't cook, I don't sew, don't bake. We have two dogs.
Oh, that's nice.
We enjoy it, So, hanging out with friends. To staying connected to people. People are very important to me, and so just staying connected with people.
Mm-hmm.
I think I really learned that during COVID, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
That is, you know?
I think a lot of people realized that during that time frame. It was a very weird time frame.
Yeah, how important human connection is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. I was actually looking at the... Does your husband also work for UCM?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was wondering, because I was looking on that, I was like, oh, there's two Scullys here, and then there's the M there. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
We actually met here, so that's...
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, so I think when I initially came, I was like, oh, okay, maybe I'll be here a few years, and I was actually even considering maybe moving to a different place, and then I met him, and I was like, now I'm still here, so...
So now we know the story, and that's really cool. Do you guys get to, like, work together on productions and stuff?
You know, we've been together 12 years or so, and the first show we just did was last spring.
Oh, yeah.
And he wrote a play that was our dance concert.
Okay.
So it had dance, you know, interspersed throughout it.
Right.
And that was really fun.
I'm sure.
And so we want to work together more. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I really respect him as an artist and, like, his vision, and we just have different skill sets.
Right.
That we can... bounce each other off of each other, you know, and so that's great.
Yeah, that's really that's really cool.
He directs.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, and then he teaches.
Yeah.
He's really into playwriting.
Okay.
So I'd say that's one of his strengths.
That's
sure.
Probably he's gonna be teaching that class next semester then.
Yep, he'll be teaching that class, and he'll run that play festival.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah, directing, and he's kind of a jack of all trades. He does all of that.
Okay.
But he's directing Romeo and Juliet.
Right.
Yeah, but I feel very fortunate to work with him.
Right.
But then we also have other faculty that are all really wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So feel very fortunate that I have a great group of people.
Yeah.
To work with every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's
especially in something that we, It's not like, you know, we just have faculty meetings once a week. You know, right, we're yeah. like working with each other on shows all the time outside of the school hours, you know, so we get to know each other really closely.
Yeah, that sort of interconnectedness between faculty. I imagine that that helps a lot when you have those meetings and stuff, because we're like, oh, we all kind of know each, we all pretty much know each other at this point. So it's going to be way easier to communicate like different ideas and stuff.
Yep, for sure.
And I think that's really cool that you're able to work in your job with your husband. I think that's I think that's just really neat.
Yeah, it's very unique, and a lot of people don't have that opportunity.
It's a very unique opportunity.
And we recognize how lucky we are, for sure.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I have one more question. This one's kind of another fun one. I was looking on your little page. and it says, you're certified in yoga fit. Is that right? Are you like a yoga instructor? Or?
I can teach yoga. Yeah. Okay. So I have certifications in yoga and ballroom and a few other things. So, I'm not like, I don't teach it, you know, every day or weekly, but I have the training. I could teach it if I wanted to. Yeah.
And I enjoy it.
Like, I know that it's just a different skill set, something that's good for our students, like to incorporate in classes, to have, like, I don't know, just those skills and know what the different yoga poses are and how to meditate and how to, like, center yourself and things like that.
So. Well, yeah, because I imagine that those skills are important for dance, being able to have that, like, have concentration on whatever you're doing, being able to obviously move your body in different ways that may require some, like, flexibility that yoga provides. So they're very intertwining skill sets.
Yeah, for sure. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Cool. I think that's a good place to end off the show.
Okay. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, for sure. It was a pleasure.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
This has been Voices of UCM, sponsored by Rise Community Services. Be sure to tune in next week at 7 p.m. on both Wednesday and Saturday. You can listen to the show at ucmbeat.com on either the live feed or at any time by going to the Shows tab and finding the Voices of UCM tab. Once again, I'm your host, Andrew Zellner, and we'll talk next time on Voices of UCM.
Did you know that the University of Central Missouri has been leading innovation for nearly 150 years? With more accreditations and more qualified faculty members, our commitment to academic success is unparalleled. And we make sure every student receives the support they need to graduate on time and with less debt. So whatever opportunity you're looking for, make your impact sooner at UCM, with campuses located in Warrensburg, Lee Summit, and online. Find out more about UCM and the power of opportunity in action at ucmo.edu.